The state argues Hurst's death sentence should stand, but failing that, he should be resentenced under a system passed earlier this year. But Justice Barbara Pariente worries the new system might not meet constitutional muster either.
The worst thing would be if we don't agree with the defendant, would be to start down a path of a new statute that has unconstitutional infirmities that we then are applying to all these pending prosecutions, and 10 years from now...
She questions the statute's requirement of just one aggravating factor and the use of a 10-2 vote for the recommendation of death. Meanwhile, Hurst's lawyer argues a 1970s-era law requiring death be commuted to life if the death penalty is found unconstitutional should apply in his case. Some court watchers go further and believe that law should apply to all 390 inmates convicted under the invalidated system. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.